This is Alfama, one of Lisbon's most traditional neighborhoods. Up until a few years ago, all you heard in its narrow streets were the sounds of daily life, especially at lunchtime, when the noise of clinking cutlery and meals being served filtered through the stone walls of its old houses. But nowadays, all you hear is the noise from three-wheeled motorized vehicles called tuk-tuks. They provide tourists with cheap and personalized tours up and down the city's steep hills.
Working in tourism is terrific. Because of tourism, there's money for everyone.
That's Tiago. When the economic crisis hit Portugal in 2011, he lost his job. But things have been looking up since he started working in tourism 4 years ago. He now drives tourists around the historic center of the city in his tuk-tuk.
Hello, good morning. How are you, Lisbon? Bye-bye.
And Tiago's not the only one profiting from the tourism boom. The locals are generally pleased at the increase in visitors. After all, just 6 years ago, the country had to ask the European Union for a $78 billion bailout because of its economic crisis. Today, travel-related revenues account for about 10% of Portugal's GDP, and tourism has become a key source of employment. Last year, around 40,000 new jobs were created in this sector. But in Lisbon, locals are now starting to experience the downside of mass tourism. Tuk-tuk driver Tiago says that rents in Alfama have increased dramatically over the past 4 years.
Owners prefer to rent out their houses through Airbnb and other companies for short-term rental. That way they can earn a lot more money.
Tram number 28 was originally just a means of transport for the people living in Alfama. Today, a ride in one of its historic yellow carriages is on every tourist bucket list. And that has serious consequences for those who work in this extremely hilly neighborhood, explains Carla Costa, who has a small souvenir shop.
We paid the ticket for the tram, but you cannot travel inside of them. In the morning, I have to go up to here, and after 12, 14 hours on feet, I have to go down on feet again because I don't have space in the tram or in the bus, always full of tourists.
Alfama was originally one of Lisbon's poorer neighborhoods, but because of the tourism boom, few locals can now afford a house here.
For example, here, the houses in front of this store, 10 years ago, they can buy it by 10,000, and these days it's 1 million. We cannot buy it, it's impossible.
But there's a further problem. More and more locals are being evicted from their homes. That's not only the case in Alfama, but in many neighborhoods in the city center. A rental law introduced in 2012 means that landlords can raise the rent or end rental contracts very easily. And it means tenants in Lisbon now have few rights. Rita Silva works for Habita, an association defending housing rights. And she explains how serious this problem is.
The houses are rising the prices for buy or to rent in the 30s or 40% in 2 or 3 years, imagine. Everywhere, not just in the city center, is in Lisbon, even in the periphery, it is rising 20%, 25%. And in fact, we are not richer. The contracts now can be 1 year or 6 months or 2 years or 3 months. So the landlords can do whatever they want. The prices are rising so much, they always expect that maybe next year I can put more of rent and I can rent for a bigger price, or I can take out of the market and sell, because the market is just completely crazy. So the majority of contracts now have 1 year.
A big banner is attached to the outside of one house in a neighborhood called Moraria. It reads, "We don't want to be evicted from Moraria." The families living in this building have been fighting against their eviction for almost a year now. Neighbors Elena, Carla, Rosario and Alessandra have organized most of the protest actions. They've all lived in the building or neighborhood for years. Here's Carla.
Eu aqui vivo há 5 anos, neste prédio. Mas já estou aqui na moraria desde os meus 3 anos.
I've lived in this building for the past 5 years, but I've lived in the neighborhood since I was only 3 years old. We'd always play hide and seek and other games in the streets. I had a wonderful childhood here.
But now, Carla and the others might have to leave their beloved moraria. Most of their rental contracts expire next year, and the landlord is not willing to extend them. Most tenants in the building pay between 150 and 300 euros a month. That seems reasonable, given that the average salary in Lisbon is not more than 700 euros. But nowadays, rents in the neighborhood are a lot higher.
When we started to look for another place in the area, we could only find houses with a rent of 700 euros a month, or even more.
The local authorities say they're working on a solution for Carla and her neighbors, but it's not yet clear what this exactly means. Rita doubts that the municipality will take effective measures against the evictions.
The problem is that southern European countries are now, with the crisis, very dependent on the tourism industry. So the debate is very difficult because, for example, the politicians say, oh, we cannot cut the tourism at all because that is our income, is our economy. You know, there is no alternative. So, okay, we have economy, tourism, and we don't have a place to live.
But if too many locals are forced out of their homes, Lisbon risks losing its authenticity and therefore part of its charm. According to tuk-tuk driver Tiago, that's already the case in Alfama.
Because of the high rents, there are fewer and fewer locals in Alfama. If you come here on a Saturday or Sunday, you only see tourists and no Portuguese. As a tourist, that's not very appealing. When you visit a foreign city, you want to be where the locals are.
Lisbon has perhaps become a victim of its own charm. It remains to be seen how committed the authorities are to preserving its identity, and whether the money brought in by tourists is ultimately more important than the livelihoods of the locals. Hagar Jobse, DW, Lisbon.